The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, May the 24th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled, "A Good Lawyer Knows the Law, But a Great Lawyer Knows the Judge." And that is one of Pastor Bob Jones's sayings that many of you will have heard before if you used to follow his shows with Dr. James P. Wickstrom. Okay, so it is 9:18 a.m. here in London, making it what? 4:18 a.m. on the east coast of America and 1:18 a.m. on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so here is what I found of interest in the news since, oh, it was Thursday's show, wasn't it? A couple of days ago, a bonus show. So if you don't know about that one, it's going to be up at the top of the website alongside this one. So please check that out. That went on for about an hour. I imagine this is going to be quite a bit shorter, but we will see. So I'm going to go over to the articles I've got saved. Now, the first one was going to be the title of the show, but I didn't know if you all heard about it, and I wanted to sort of surprise you with something. But the title of the show was going to be Waking Up to Find a Container Ship in Your Front Garden. And it's from this BBC article I saw yesterday. I'm actually including the link to this in the post for the show, because, I mean, it's just an amazing image. You've got this little house, and Norway's beautiful with all these fjords and things like that. And you can see if you scroll down, it's sort of a little house on its own along the coastline. And some great big container ship has just literally ran aground into his front garden. It's not damaged his house or anything like that, but you can see, you know, the picture from a distance if you scroll, you know, an aerial shot if you scroll down to see the size of the house compared with the size of the ship. And then you've got the hull right with him in front of it at the top of the main image in the article. But yeah, apparently they're sort of still looking into it. It appears that they're saying that the person who was on watch fell asleep and the ship basically ran aground. That's the latest I've heard on it. But it really is quite an amazing image. And when you sort of look at the image of the boat right in front of the house, there's plenty of coastline either side that it could have gone to, but it ended up there. So I feel very sorry for the guy, but yeah, really startling image there. Okay, so let's move on to, apparently they developed contact lenses that are going to help you see in the dark. They're transparent infrared lenses, and apparently they even work with your eyes closed. They don't require a power source like night vision goggles. Again, these sort of things, I've never, I mean, I just have to wear glasses for, well, any time I look at something, quite frankly. What I mean by that is I can drive without glasses, I can look out my window, I can see a number plate on cars over the road, I can read most of them, you know. But I can't, if I take my glasses off now, then the article I'm looking at is blurry. I can see the researchers say the contact lenses could give people, but it's all blurry, you see. So I have to wear these now to make it in focus, and I'm what? Only about a foot away from the screen. So, but the idea of contact lenses, putting something directly onto your eye. My stepdad used to have these, and he used to put them in, and he'd be blinking like mad as he sort of put them in, and I'm something that sits on your eyeball. And the other thing I remember, things like laser surgery on the eyes. I had a good friend of mine, and his father had laser surgery on his eyes, and one of them made him go blind. And he said it ruined his retirement and all this, and he was battling the person who did it for years. Never got any, I mean, not that compensation was ever going to be enough to, you know, get the way he felt. But it sounds a great idea, doesn't it? Oh, well, you can just have this done. You won't need to wear glasses at all. But if it goes wrong, there's no real coming back to it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there you go. Wouldn't be for me, even if I needed to wear glasses full time. Now, what we see in the media, really, I mean, a country without morals, I talk about this a lot. Graham Hart wasn't a Christian, but he recognised the importance of Christian culture. And when you've lost your Christian culture, that's basically your morality. The whole country just goes to the dogs. So we've got a program. I've never heard of it until, well, I saw the article yesterday. And literally, it's called, let me just see. It's in its third series. And it's about couples who want to open up their relationship. And there's a whole article about a couple that want to get another woman involved in their relationship, and it's all filmed on the television. And this is on Channel 4. This is on, you know, it's not cable or anything like that. This is the Channel 4, actually, it's my understanding, gets government funding, and this is the sort of thing that they're spending it on. Open House, the Great Sex Experiment is what the show is called. And I can see two women kissing in a jacuzzi here. And it just beggars belief, the sort of, I mean, this is the free speech they're talking about. This is the free speech and expression they want you to have. They don't want you to have free speech to point out who controls the banking system or the media. No, 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 no. That's not free speech, you see. This is free speech. Inviting another woman into your relationship in a jacuzzi and filming it and putting it on television. That's free speech today. That's the free speech the elite have for you. And it gets worse if we go over to Germany. There's some choreographer called Florentina Holzinger. She looks well, you make of that what you will. She looks a bit odd to me. I looked up her Wikipedia page. There's not a great deal on it, but her plays, if you want to call them that, usually feature nudity, dangerous stunts, real sex and physical violence. She's got a new play out featuring sex acts, blood, and an actress with dwarfism playing a Nazi doctor. And the last play she did, Lee left members of the audience needing medical attention because they found it so revolting. So why on earth they would go to see stuff like that? But again, this is the idea of free expression today. Just try and disgust as much as possible. I remember Alan Partridge, the spoof chat show host played by Steve Coogan. He had one of these modern, it was obviously based on Vivian Westwood, you know, clothes designer, because she had these really weird sort of clothes that she would design. And there was woman wearing a blood bag and stuff like that. And he was like, why would you wear, and all this sort of stuff. And I get to feel a bit like that now. But that was satire back then that, but this is sort of thing that goes on today. And again, it's amazing what they define as free expression. You know, this wouldn't have been allowed years ago, but you would have been allowed to point out injustices. It's just people didn't get the opportunity to do so because there was no such thing as the internet. So if you wanted to say, oh, I know who controls the banks, media, well, try finding a company that will publish that, all right? Because they had it all sewn up. Now that people can go out and do their own thing, they've got to ramp up censorship because they don't want you knowing what's going on. Okay, so let's move on to... I have a can of Coke every day. And just to let you all know, in the UK at least, what they've done with Pepsi is... It tasted a bit funny when I had it recently. And in regular Pepsi, there is artificial sweeteners. So Coca-Cola, for me now, is the only cola drink I'm aware of that doesn't have things like aspartame in it. And I felt a bit strange after having that Pepsi. But the funny thing is still, that's not enough for places like KFC, who are owned by PepsiCo, because you go in there now and you can't even get a regular Pepsi in there. It's only Pepsi Max or Diet with all the nasties in it. There's even a restaurant chain in the UK, and they always had, you know, where you get your refillable drinks at a little station, you select what you want and stuff like that. Well, I went there recently, and there was no Pepsi there. And for some reason, the Pepsi I've been getting in there doesn't seem to be quite as bad, but I won't be getting it anymore. They said, oh, no, we've taken it off that because of the sugar tax. You see, you have to pay an extra 15p or something sugar tax on getting regular, you know, non-fizzy drinks that are not diet, basically. So you've got to pay more to not be poisoned by aspartame. That's what they're telling you. And I guess not enough people have been dumping the non-aspartame fizzy drinks, although, as I say, Pepsi appears to have changed, although when I used to have it in this restaurant, I didn't have that funny feeling after that I had from a can of Pepsi recently. Maybe it was a bad can, but I'm sure I read on the can that it had some of these artificial sweeteners in it. For me, this is what's going on. They put these things in drinks for a reason. We know the governments aren't there to help you, and maybe putting that tax hasn't, you know, caused enough people to switch to diet drinks and get the aspartame. Maybe that's what's happened, and now it's like, well, we're going to have to remove them from these drink stations. Make that, you know, it's amazing what goes on. But I may be wrong, but I have an absolute distrust of the ruling elite based upon personal experiences now of things that they've done to me. Never mind what I've found out about them. Okay, but anyway, going back to this story, there was a guy who drank, up to 3 litres of Coca-Cola every day. This was over in Brazil, and this was for over, I think, a 30-year period or something like that. But they found 35 kidney stones in his bladder. He had to have them removed. So they can't say that it's definitely that, but that's what the doctor has attributed it to. So there you go. One can a day, that's about a third of a litre. So hopefully I'll be all right. Unless I go to some of these restaurants where you get refillable drinks and probably drink a lot more than that. Okay, let's go over to... Here's one that I didn't know... I kind of agree with it and I disagree with it. In Turkey, they're planning to fine plane passengers who unbuckle their seatbelt and stand up before it's time to get off the plane, give them a £50 fine. But yeah, it says that it's, let me see, because when I've been on the plane for a while, but I wouldn't get up on that before the seatbelt signs are off. So I don't know if it's, oh, the seatbelt signs are off, but you still have to remain seated until the plane comes to a complete stop. I think that's what it is. So they might already have something with regard to seatbelt signs. But yeah, I was always one of these people, I guess. I would never do the seatbelt and jump up if the necessary seatbelt sign was off. But certainly when the seatbelt sign was off, I was always going to be trying to get up quickly, let's get out of here type of thing. But I'm someone who's generally in a hurry anyway. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of that one. I think that you know, if the signs are off, then you should be able to do what you want. But if it's people getting up before they are, then I think that's wrong. It's something to do with planes, you know, safety and stuff. And it's a lot different from things like trains and buses where you don't have to wear a seatbelt for some reason, even though you have to, we'll be fined for not wearing one in the car. I mean, their bus still travels on the road, doesn't it? Very odd. Probably they don't want to pay to have the seatbelts put in buses. That's what it's to do with. Okay. Another thing on morality here. We've got an ambulance crew, presumably a couple of people. And this was up in North London on the 6th of May. And they were in the home of someone who called for an emergency. And some utter scumbag broke into their ambulance and stole their rucksacks. Again, morality, folks. I mean, these are the sort of criminals that aren't safe in prison in the past, because you do something like that, it's like why they have to isolate, you know, child molesters, stuff like that. And what it comes down to is, part of it, I think, is a morality issue amongst other criminals. But I've heard as well, a lot of these criminals have children themselves, and they see these people as a threat to their children. So I haven't interviewed any criminals that I'm aware of, so you'd have to ask them directly. But something like this, how this could even go through someone's mind, that, yeah, it's just off limits, isn't it? And I'm not a big fan of ambulances. I've complained about them with a complete open road in front of them. I've seen them early hours in the morning with their sirens on going 30 miles an hour, just waking everybody up completely unnecessarily. But you don't mess with like emergency services and stuff like that when they're out. Yeah, it's just amazing to me that someone would have the shame to do that. And then finally, what I wanted to concentrate on. Now, we talked before about Weight Watchers was going into bankruptcy. Well, I had a little theory here, because I saw this article that a company called Checkup, which is a British weight loss injection supplier, they are teaming up with Weight Watchers to prevent their bankruptcy. And the reason is that they're going to offer more patients to take their weight loss jabs. Well, we know about these weight loss drugs such as Ozempic, which we've got these great class action lawsuits going on in America. People have taken them. They've had all sorts of damage done by them, what have you. I'm very conspiratorial, as you know. I really, as I said earlier, do not trust the government. After we saw COVID and stuff like that, it sort of shows, and the lengths they went to get those jabs into people, it can't have been to your benefit, because nothing they do is ever to your benefit. So I go back to, you remember that plus size woman on the front of Vogue? And there was this change about, was it in the early 2000s or the early 2010s? I think it might be around then, about, I don't know, say 12, 15 years ago, something like that, of fat shaming and all this sort of stuff. In the past, it was kind of, well, you know, I wouldn't wear that. It wouldn't suit my figure. And now you see people walking around in scantily clad clothes with bits of flesh hanging out all over the place that you wouldn't have seen only a few years before. And if you point anything like that out, then they probably go as far as to call it hate speech today. But I've always felt that by pointing out someone is overweight, if you're doing it just to sort of take the mickey out of them, then that's not right. But you should be able to do it to say, look, you know, you could make yourself ill if you, you know, you open up yourself to all sorts of different problems if you're overweight, things like that. But when I see these weight loss jabs coming along and causing all the problems that they're alleged to have caused in America with all these class action suits and that going on, not just against one of them, but against different producers of them, makes me wonder if that was the plan all along. Get people to, you know, don't watch your weight anymore. You know, you can look how you like, and if anyone says anything, then we'll go after them and stuff. And because they have this plan further down the line, you know, what do people prefer to do? They prefer to go to Weight Watchers every week and get weighed with everybody and, you know, talk about what they're eating and all this different stuff. And or would you just like to take a magic little pill that will make the weight go away without any effort on your part? Well, I think we know the answer to that one. And sadly, we've seen that they're not quite as magical as they're made out to be, and they have caused a lot of problems. So to my mind, there could be a lot more to these jabs than meets the eye. But that is my opinion, and I may well be wrong. Have an idea yourself. See what you think for yourself. That's what I try to do on this show. Get you thinking for yourself and reporting on stories that you won't hear in other independent media shows. So you get a bit of variety. I haven't run through these for a while, but I will do. I'm going to go into this one quickly because I generally listen to this on a weekend. And there was something I found of interest here earlier that I haven't heard yet. But it's the... Okay, so the website has changed. It's the Not the BCFM Politics Show. And so far it's all been... How far in it am I? I don't think I'm that far in. I'm only 19 minutes and 24 seconds in. This is Tony Gosling and Martin Summers' show. You know, I've got it running for 3.5 hours after I cut the musical breakout from the middle and the additional things they put at the after the show, which I think is more music. But the website, they had a problem with the website. So the website now, I'll read it to you twice. politicsthisweek.gn.apc.org. So politicsthisweek.g for Gulf, N for November, .a for Alpha, P for Peter, C for Charlie, .org. And then the show, you right-click to download it. It's pretty quick now, the website. It doesn't all take a minute to load up like it has done in the past, and you have to run it in isolation from everything else until it's loaded up. But one thing that I noticed, because they've got a little description, I don't tend to read descriptions of shows because I like to be surprised. So if I was downloading this, well, I don't put anything in my description for this show anymore, do I? I just put the length of time is the only different thing. But I look at this one to see, because sometimes they have guests on that I'm not so keen on, I might have heard them before, things like that. And it's such a long show, if I can trim it down, I will. But they have two halves to the show. And looking at the, is it the first half or the second half? Oh, brilliant, isn't it? I can't find it now. But I'll just quickly scroll up. But it's something to do with... here we are. Richie Allen with a statement after he was arrested for harassment. So I believe that's the Richie Allen of the Richie Allen show. And I can't imagine it being anyone else because Tony Gosling is on the Richie Allen show quite regularly. In fact, I heard him on there not so long ago. So that's the first I've heard of that. So I'll find out about that. But so far, it's they've been talking about EU. They've been talking about the Brexit situation, how Starmer seems to be ignoring that and what have you. But it's always quite an interesting show. And the other thing that I found, for those of you out there that like, you want an old-style conspiracy show. Now, we're going to knock beforeitsnews.com, as we always do, on this show with the top 10 at the end of it. But there's a show called Night Shadows with Best and Taylor. And these guys are a couple of older guys. And it's literally, when you listen to them, there was one show I listened to and I don't know what they were doing, but it was something that really annoyed me. I don't want to speculate on what it is, but it caused me to shut the show off. You know, I get annoyed by so many things that I forget what I got annoyed about. But it caused me to shut the show off. But I listened to one the other day and it was really a lot of old style conspiracy things talking about volcanoes and end times and all this sort of stuff, which, whether it's true or not, made for an entertaining listen. And I downloaded one from yesterday. It's Next Stop Pole Shift. So this is right up my alley, ladies and gentlemen, and it's something I will be listening to later in the day. And I got it from before it's news.com, and it just says Night Shadows 05-23-2025, next stop dash pole shift, one word. Pole shift is one word. So if you like that kind of show that takes you back to the sort of shows that were coming out in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, then this might well be entertaining, but I haven't listened to it yet. I can only say that the previous one was an old-school style conspiracy show. So I'll throw those two out for you if you're struggling to find something to listen to over the weekend, as I generally am. Okay, so let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. Right. APnews.com, that's Associated Press, what we always start from. Trump administration releases people to shelters it threatened to prosecute for aiding migrants. So, yeah, make of that what you will. I heard about judges that were literally putting up migrants in their home that have been accused of all sorts of violent things and what have you. So there was a lot of backlash on that. And we'll see how that develops. I would say that most people who were cheering when they saw all these people rounded up at the start of the Trump presidency might be a little bit disappointed that it seems to have, you know, died a bit of a death since then. It, like, opened up with a fanfare and now it's kind of what's going on type of thing. But only you in America could really answer that question. He's your president, it's your government, it's the promises he made to you. Do you believe he has or has not kept those? Let's go over to BBC News website and have a look at the top 10 stories over here. All right, just number 10, her daughter was kidnapped and sent abroad. 44 years later, they found each other. Number 9, tensions rise as superpowers scrap for a piece of the Arctic. This is something that you may have heard people talking about, that there's supposed to be some sort of secret base or something. Some people even saying that's where the aliens are in the Arctic, and Barack Obama was taken over there to see it and all that sort of stuff. So that might be of interest to those of you who follow that kind of thing. See what the mainstream media are reporting on it here. You might get something out of that that might go along with some other beliefs that you have. Number 8, women scared to get pregnant due to overlooked disorder. Not sure what that is. Number 7, kneecap defiant at first major gig since terror charge. So, reported on this before, kneecap have come out with comments about, you know, they're not happy about all these people being slaughtered in Gaza, and that seems to offend some people, with people saying they're not happy with people being slaughtered. And it seems that these, in this day and age, in this world that we're living in, that people can be disciplined and prosecuted for pointing out what appears to be human rights violations going on in Gaza. That's the world that we live in today. Never heard a note of kneecap, never mind a song. I've never heard a thing from them. But obviously the name is a play on how the, I don't know if it was just the IRA or if the loyalists did it to the IRA people too, if it was both sides of the Irish conflict, those who were loyal to the British Crown and the IRA wanted a republic. But they did used to shoot them in the kneecaps or break their kneecaps with bats or something like that, which is apparently extremely unpleasant. And that's where they've obviously got the name for their band from, which is a little bit distasteful, let's be honest. If you are someone who had that done to them, I think that or one of those people experienced it in the band, I think that they'd be, you know, a little bit more reticent to use that as their kind of handle. Number 6, yachts, easy way to bring in migrants, ex-smuggler. And that's according to an ex-smuggler, I presume. Number 5, 18 injured in Hamburg knife attack as woman arrested. Number 4, EU calls for respect after Trump threatens 50% tariffs. Number 3, I don't know what we'll do, vapors panic buy ahead of disposals ban. So something again there, vaping. I'm a smoker and I know a lot of smokers that have gone over to vaping, and some people that just never smoked and started vaping. But I've heard a lot of stories about that too, you know, what do they call it, popcorn lung, stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it's it, it's again something that's been put onto the market, but it's only, what I understand it's been, is they're concerned about this vaping now. And I don't think that it was taxed the way that smoking was. And now they're looking to do something similar. But to try and make vaping less easy, you can buy disposable vapes. So they're going to ban them. So now if you vape, you have to buy your whatever you vape with, and then the little liquid, and then whatever you do with that. I mean, hearing all these stories about them being plugged in overnight and blowing up like the electric scooters was enough to put me off. Never mind all these other things that we've heard. And they haven't been around long enough to really see what the long-term effects could be from that. Okay, number two, Rainer on the Rampage and My Big Sister Kate. That's the What the Papers Say article for today from the BBC. And King's Big Moment in Canada After Trump Row. So we know that Carney is not a big fan of Trump, even though he was over at the White House recently. He didn't get the same sort of reception as Zelensky and Ramaphosa did, but I believe that it was, not the best of friends, it didn't look like. Okay, so let's have a look at the Daily Mail, see what's going on over there. Brought to its knees by a crackpot net zero obsessed socialist government, how dystopian Spain offers a chilling vision of Britain's possible future. Well, I read about this yesterday and I didn't know whether to include it or not. What they're alleging is that Spain, when we had those recent power outages and trains were stopping and all sorts of people were inconvenienced in a mighty manner, people flying, it impacted people, in different countries that were trying to fly to Spain or fly home from Spain. There's an allegation that this was a test to see how long they could run on renewable energy sources before it fell over, and they just let it go to see what would happen. I imagine that the people who authorised this, if they were the elites, they probably got their own power supplies, so it didn't affect them so much. But I might be wrong. But the allegation is that that was an actual planned. I mean, governments, they use their population as test subjects. I mean, you could even go back to the United States, when they were spraying citizens with chemical weapons to see what would happen to them. And some died, funnily enough. Isn't that odd? But yeah, someone was able to sign that off. Oh yeah, that's okay, we can just do what we want. So and that's what came out into the public. So you imagine what, this is what I've always said. When you think of all the things that we found out that are being done to us, that I was able to put in my book, what do you think never got out? What's the stuff that they really keep secret? And I think that would probably knock even my socks off, quite honestly. But yeah, that's what they've been claiming here. I was listening to one thing I can report from the Not the BCFM Politics show, is a comment was made on there that it could be because that they were deliberately targeted because Spain had given their support to Gaza as well, but that's not in the Daily Mail, funnily enough. This to me would probably be more accurate thing. Spain's apparently got a big socialist government going on over there. We know how much they love these net zero policies, which for me are not anything to do with helping the environment. They're to do with essentially deindustrializing, whilst all the other the countries that were third world or of that status, places like China getting their super fast infrastructure and all these different things happening over there, at the same time there, I understand China, it was always all rode round on bikes, didn't they? Well, it's not so much the case now, but as they're not riding round on bikes like they used to, they're building bike lanes all over the UK for us to ride round on. What does that tell you, folks? Let's move on to the Independent News. And I'm going to click on RT.com, which I always regret. And the reason is, I did something yesterday. I wanted to look into whether, because the Lenin Lenin's tomb, you know, because his body was embalmed, and whether that is still on display. And it is. And I remember some years ago, Putin sort of rolled back something about, well, you know, there have been some abuses under the communist regime, but they still worship this guy. Many of them out there. I mean, I was reporting on all these Christian churches being built. But when I hear the rhetoric that comes out of this Putin and who he continually seems to support, it's very similar to what Lenin did. So again, I've mentioned that I believe that the Russia-Ukraine conflict is just a repeat of the Battle of the Somme to get rid of a certain people. And I maintain that position. And for all those people who are pro-Putin, pro-Russia, how can you support a country that still honours a guy that kicked off the slaughter of, I think some people say 30 million Christians, some people say 60 million, I think some go as far as 100 million. But don't waste your time going around the internet to find out, because a lot of this information will have been scrubbed by now. You might find something, you might get lucky, if you can find a search engine that they've not got round to tinkering with yet. Webcrawler.com used to be good with that, but that seems to have been, you know, tampered with, shall we say, in recent times. Okay, rents.com, let's go over there. He's got on his image board I looked at yesterday, he's got a slider at the top, and he's got Gatorade then and now, and it's got the ingredients of Gatorade how many years ago and the ingredients of Gatorade today, and you can see the difference. So that fitted in quite well with what I was talking about earlier, didn't it? But I noticed that yesterday, and I had to, you have to go back because on the slider, and you have to sort of pause it and use the arrows to go back and look at the image. But it's worth looking at to see what the ingredients of Gatorade were back then. Well, let me do it now. Let's see if I can do this. So I'm just clicking back, see if I can pause it. Right. No, it's gone forward. Let's see if I can get back to it. Can I pause it? No, it's going all over the place. Is it here? Right, now I've paused it. Okay, hopefully. Yeah, I've got it. All right. So here's the image. Oh, it's gone again, even though I hit pause. Forget it. You can have to look for it for yourself. I don't know what's going on there. Okay, so Trump signs executive orders on nuclear energy production. And something to do with this big, beautiful bill I've been reading, that it's got something in there about individual states not being able to challenge AI for like 10 years or something like that. So not sure what's going on there. Let's move over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. See what's going on here. He's got covert intel on Iran, and it's not worth urgent, apparently. Not worth clicking on that unless you subscribe, because you won't find any information. I didn't look at this, but I noticed the headline yesterday. Ukraine, there are kids out there beating up and disarming Ukraine Army street roundup crews. Some people were allowed to leave the Ukraine, weren't they, at the very start? Whilst others were kept to be cannon fodder. Interesting, isn't it? And then Democrat Socialist publicly calls for killing Trump and his supporters. So that is a top thing here. It doesn't look like it's anyone. Someone called Political Science Dad. So again, it's not. It's just some nobody on the internet, basically. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com. I've got to go out in an hour and I haven't even had my breakfast yet, and I want to record the traditional Christian message. This is going on longer than I thought. So let's scroll down. There is a video at the top. I noticed this yesterday. I think I may well download this. I recognise the street in London. It's obviously in the city area. It's near the Bank of England. And there's an underground sign there. I'm sure I've walked on that street. The Men Who Stole the World and Got Away With It by Benoit Bringer. It's 54 minutes and 54 seconds. So that's something else you can be not just listening to today, but you can be watching today. And also yesterday, on May the 23rd, that was yesterday, 1970. So what's that, 55 years ago. I'm getting all confused, yeah. Let It Be was released, which was the last Beatles album. Not the last one recorded, I hasten to add. Let It Be was a project that they worked on, and then they abandoned it, and then they recorded Abbey Road, if my memory serves me correctly. And then Abbey Road was released, and then they disbanded and decided they had all this material from that was supposed to be Let It Be, and they brought in Phil Spector to go through it and see what he could put together, see if he could get an album together. He did. Another person who went through it recently as well was Peter Jackson, the guy who did the Lord of the Rings films. And he did a documentary, because a lot of those sessions were filmed as well. So it wasn't quite as acrimonious, according to Peter Jackson, as some historians of music have said. So there's different things you can look at there. Okay, let's go over to beforeitsnews.com and something I noticed at the top of the website today. Remember I said to you about earthnewspaper.com not noticing something at the top of the website? You know, there's the banner. It's like when I go to rents, I just go straight down the page and look to the news. But on beforeitsnews.com, in the right-hand corner at the top, under old version, it says wanted citizen reporters, whistler blowers. Now, I noticed that earlier, but whistler blowers. I'm not being pedantic here. I'm just thinking it's obviously whistleblowers. And you think in such a prominent area, why would a mistake like that be made? And it makes me wonder how much of this is sort of put together, might even be by some sort of AI. And something like, but then you think, well, they'd get it spelt right, wouldn't they? But it made me wonder earlier if it was actually someone English who put this together or not. Because I can't imagine that you wouldn't notice that extra R on the end there. But anyway, never know, they might listen to this show and you might find it's gone. I'll keep my eye on it and see if it's gone next time. But this time, let's scroll down and do the top 10. So number 10 went up 9 hours ago, 123 people viewing. New X22 report, May the 23rd. Trump is dismantling the deep state election rigging system. Obamagate exposed. Okay, number 9. Went up 5 hours ago, 127 people viewing. Byington bombshell report, America under martial law to take down globalist empire. Number 8 went up 5 hours ago, 131 people viewing. Judy Byington unredacted. The Storm, QFS and Gasara went live and locked out the deep state. Number 7 went up 5 hours ago, 132 people viewing. News treason, Trump checkmate move. The EBS countdown has begun. Number 6 went up 10 hours ago, 176 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency. They were all executed at Gitmo. Now, I don't know if Benjamin Fulford is familiar with this show, because his show, I believe, has a hell of a lot more listeners than this one. But I'm wondering if he's trolling me, because I say it's the same headline every week that I seem to read out. So it'd be funny if he is, but yeah. Well, it is the same every week, this one, isn't it? And always at this time on the Saturday show, because he does more than one show a week, I believe. And when I do bonus shows, I don't recall picking up... I pick up some Benjamin Fulford in the top 10, because he's quite popular on Before It's News. But I always seem to get they were all executed at Gitmo on a Saturday morning for some reason. Number 5 went up 12 hours ago, 179 people viewing. John Dowling and Captain Kyle dropping bombshells for the Great Wealth Transfer 2025. Number 4 went up 4 hours ago, 191 people viewing. Kim Gokwon, full situation update. Deep state unravels, power shifts for good. Number 3 went up 12 hours ago, 301 people viewing. I can't believe Trump did this. Jill Biden accused of major crime. Number 2 went up 12 hours ago. SG Anon, huge intel, reveal all, breaking news by SG Anon. And number 1 Went up 12 hours ago, 486 people viewing. Michael Jaco, huge intel. Everyone needs to know. Important update. Okay, so I'm going to go and record the traditional Christian message. Now, there is no Peter this week. So unless there is a bonus show, I think that there's only £5 in the kitty. So if I get another £45 in there, then there will be a bonus show next week. Otherwise, I'm talking to you. We'll return at the same time. Get my letters right. At the same time, or rather on the same day, next Saturday. So you have been listening to episode 230. A good lawyer knows the law, but a great lawyer knows the judge. And until then, next week, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, and bye for now.